Talking with Michael Kelsey, Executive Vice President of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Michael, let's talk about these developments that OCA looking to work with the Oklahoma Department of Ag in regards to a joint task force. Tell me how this all came about.
Yeah, I had an opportunity to really have some good conversations with Secretary Arthur, and we kept coming back to in the current state of the beef industry, specifically the opportunity to look at packing capacity, processing capacity, and obviously talking specifically about beef cattle here in Oklahoma. We all know that beef cattle is the number one agricultural economic engine driver, if you will, within the state of Oklahoma, and we raise a lot of cattle. Granted, we don't have as much feeder cattle as maybe our friends to the north or south, but still we're in a prime position that this is a good time to look at this. And so in my conversations with the secretary, what we talked about was let's put together a group of people, about 15 or so, that will really ask the hard questions and come together not with any preconceived ideas or agendas and what I mean by that is, well, it has to look like this in order for it to work. We're gonna start with a very clean slate, and we're gonna throw every idea that we can think of, as well as some that may be a little bit out there, and go through this process and really investigate and explore. And really, if we're going to consider what failure would look like, failure is we didn't try, because we want to really, really try and ask the hard questions and have a good conversation about this.
In regard to what might be out there, obviously we have some small packing facilities right now in the state. We've got just over the border some good size packing facilities, processing facilities. What's the potential for Oklahoma in able to accomplish this?
Yeah, that's a great question, and that's what we're going to look at. I would tell you, here's my first blush. I think this is going to be really hard. Here's why. If it was easy, somebody would have already done it. An investor would have already come in and built. If it was to be a 5,000 head day plant, somebody would have already done it. If it was, you know, something else, then somebody would have already done it. So we're asking a really tough, hard question. We know this is an uphill battle. We're not coming into this naive. We're coming into this knowing this is going to be a tough conversation, but that's why we want to keep all options open. So we've seen some examples of our friends up in the Dakotas have come back and reclaimed an old plant that was shuttered for many years, and they're starting to build that plant. I think they're at 30 head a week right now. So starting very small. Perhaps we could even, we want to talk about expanding small local capacity that's already there. As you mentioned, a lot of our smaller producers, I think a good question to ask is, do we have opportunity to help them expand if they want to? Even if they only add 5 head a week, you know, or something. I think that's a fair question to ask, as well as, what might a larger type facility look like? Are there facilities out there that we could reclaim? Are there opportunities to build from the ground up? What are the challenges, the regulatory challenges? What are the supply challenges? What are the supply opportunities? All those types of things, putting these great minds in one room to really talk about this over a period of time, I think is an opportunity that we have right now to do that, and that's what we look forward to doing.
Michael, of course, one of the things that's been talked about a great deal, whether you talk about trying to find something that would truly be born, bred, raised, processed in Oklahoma, or and maybe could then earn a special made in Oklahoma type label. What's the volume? What's the level that we need to be able to get to that particular plateau, for example?
Yeah, that's a great question, Ron, and one that obviously is an association we're very committed to help Oklahoma producers distinguish their product. Our folks do a great job. Our cattlemen and women do a great job of raising a great quality product. And if there's opportunity for us to help them distinguish that either on a domestic or foreign market, we want to look at that. What that level is, quite frankly, I don't know. And I'm not sure anybody knows at this point in time. And you bring up a really key point in this discussion over capacity, and that is, what are our what's our customer base look like? Is there opportunities there? Are there challenges there? This isn't easy. If it was real easy, somebody would have already done it. But it is a very worthy conversation, and it's one that we need to have. Certainly brought on by this global pandemic, if you will, but one that's also just important for the future. We believe the important for the future of the beef industry here in Oklahoma, and so we want to have those hard conversations, including what customer base look like. How much do we need in order to be viable, to be competitive, to be sustainable long term, to keep the doors operating, if you will, and benefit Oklahoma producers directly? And by the way, and hopefully that's rung through with our conversation so far, but our whole mission with this task force and Secretary Arthur at ODAF and Oklahoma Cattlemen's were in full agreement on this, is our whole mission is very simple. We want to explore opportunities that can provide Oklahoma beef cattle men and women opportunities. Specifically, we're looking at beef packing and processing. And so if we can do that, then we've reached our mission and we've accomplished our purposes.
I guess one of the questions that you're going to have to explore, and maybe one of those opportunities that's out there that I've heard a lot of folks mention one time or another, the lack of beef cow. The cow facilities, or you know, maybe a hybrid of a cow, maybe a few fat cattle as well.
I think that's a great idea to throw up on the drawing board. We've seen a few of our smaller cow processing facilities come online here lately. We've even seen a tribe or two come into the beef processing business. And so I think a great question is our opportunity in cow processing to accelerate and empower the ones that we have and build on, if you will. But maybe a model is a mixed model where we can process both fed cattle and mature cattle, cull cow type facilities. So it's a great point, Ron. And again, I hope I'm not seeming like I'm aloof or not trying to answer a question, because what I'm trying to do is to say this. We're going to we've got a clean slate, and we're going to throw everything up on the table to consider. I don't want to go into this with any preconceived ideas on what this must look like or what it should look like. We need to ask the hard questions. We need to dream a little bit. We need to stretch ourselves and really see what we can and maybe even cannot do, depending upon what our challenges might be. But I think, again, it's an extremely worthy conversation. It's an extremely much needed conversation at this point in time, and I look forward to having those conversations with this group of people.
Now, I know you're not naming names yet, but what's the type of a person that you're hoping to be drawn in to be a part of this conversation?
Yeah, you bet. We're going to let our first meeting is later this week, and we've promised our folks that we want them to make the decision on when we release the names. That's simply all it is. We want them to make that decision. We don't want to presume anything and put any words in their mouth or anything like that. So they'll make that decision later. But who we've asked are folks who have experience on all sectors of our beef industry here in Oklahoma. So we've got some smaller processor. We've got cow-calf. We've got registered breeders. We've got feeders. We've got folks who have interest in the beef cattle side of things from all those different sectors. Even marketing cattle, if you will. So our livestock markets have a strong presence on this group. And so this is a really, really good group. And I think once they decide on when they're ready to tell everybody who they are, this list is going to be really, really impressive. And I think folks are going to have a lot of confidence in putting these minds in a room to talk about this. We're going to turn over every rock, and they're going to I really am excited about being, if you will, listening and taking notes to the conversation that this group is going to have.
One last question, Michael, and that kind of has to do with some of the efforts that OCA has been involved in most recently, your recent webinars on talking about how you successfully market beef direct to consumers. Is that component going to be a part of the mix too?
Oh, I think it can be. And certainly we want to help if producers want to figure out how to more closely market cattle to or their beef directly to consumers. I think that's very much a part of it. So what does that look like? Well, I don't know for sure. It might look like how do we expand processing so that producers can go directly to restaurants here in Oklahoma, directly to or more easily, if you will, go directly to restaurants, directly to grocery stores. Well, what do I mean by more easily? Well, what are the challenges? What are the obstacles? Does it have a processing, a packing? Does it have an inspection? Does it have a grading? Does it have a marketing component? What are all those components, if you will, that will help producers close that gap between them and the consumer if that's what they desire to do? I think that is certainly going to be something that this group is going to talk about, as well as commercial beef production, in an effort to try to make sure that Oklahoma beef producers have an opportunity to put their beef in the world's grocery store, in addition to their local friends and neighbors' freezer and refrigerator.
Thank you, Michael. Michael Kelsey with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.